in formal discussions with the Jan Suchin in Ho Chi Minh City and Vung Tau, Vietnam, and Bangkok, Thailand, February and March 2024. Recorded by Sarah Hung and the Foundation. Edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Jonathan, Sarah, Jill, Akhil, Aisha, Rit, Hung, Tambak, Mai Sun, Gung, Bik, Mai, and Riti.
Even more understanding of the truth as Vipassana, but it begins to understand the very different distinction between kusala and akusala. In order not to have the object of attachment, yes, to be there.
And as we know, it's a kind of suppression of akusala.
It's very simple to say akusala is not kusala. But what about ignorance? Who knows that it's akusala? No, like or dislike.
Right.
And like easy to say, oh, there's ignorance now, but it doesn't mean there's any knowing of anything about it. It's just like an assumption because nothing is understood.
So being true to the truth, little by little, different stages, when there's no understanding about akusala or ignorance, how can it be kusala? Or how can it be calm? Because calm is kusala too. And see, the passage of Arisata is now right understanding. And with sammasankappa.
And all the whatever, however much calm there is without understanding of
unknown
Dhamma as Dhamma, then
because it arises
cannot be away.
As soon as seeing's gone, the next moment is there, vitaka, alone from there, each moment.
Sorry, what are you referring to there?
Vitaka leading to the object at each moment after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, arising with almost every citta.
Leading to the object?
Or we can say
touching the object.
Yeah.
Because it's not moment of seeing,
yes,
but it can have that object. And that is the nimitta of seeing. Because they do not appear, the citta before, panchadvara vachana and the sampatijana, all are there. But what appears is the only the sign of seeing.
But isn't vitaka one of these realities that may never be?
In order to experience the object which is not moment of seeing,
yes,
it needs that to touch that which is seen,
yes,
to experience it on and on. And see, it's just one moment, see, what appears, nimitta of seeing right now.
Your point is like passa and sanya, vitaka may never appear, but it has to be there performing its function.
Yeah.
Like Bhavanga Jitas have to be there performing their function.
Beyond expectation,
yes,
anatta, what would be the object of understanding? When time comes only, in its proper condition, right then.
I sometimes wonder how useful it is though to consider a mental factor by reference to the number of jitters it arises with or not. I think it's a bit speculative.
You learn just to know that it is there or they are there. That's
yes.
All. This is letting go, attachment or desire or craving to understand this or that or understanding more and more.
So, for example, we often talk about viriya and manasikara. For example, they both arise with almost all jitters, but you know, there's a little bit of difference between them. So I don't think one can draw a conclusion on that.
No expectation, what would be the object of understanding at all. Mm.
And I think that's the point that I was making with the seeing and what is seen, because when people hear that the visible object appears more often and there's not attending to seeing, and then immediately there's the expectation about what will appear, what will be known, but actually there cannot be any expectation because it depends on accumulations.
And only right understanding begins to know that it's attachment.
Yes.
It's wrong. Otherwise, what is wrong cannot be eradicated.
I sometimes think that you were an Abhidhamma student before you became more interested in developing understanding. So obviously, for you, you have an understanding of these details which you can usefully make reference to. For someone who has never studied Abhidhamma that deeply, there may never be those connections, the way of thinking about things. But it doesn't mean that understanding cannot develop. It just means that there's a slightly different approach to it.
That's why the point of listening is to realize the truth.
Yes.
No matter what the background or the details studied or how many books have been read, like we can see even amongst our friends here, some read a lot of detail and read a lot of text, others don't read at all, just listen. So I agree. But no matter what the terms or words, or it just comes back to the truth now. But the details do also help to let go the idea of self, like virya, which you mentioned, because usually people come with such a strong idea of I making an effort, especially those who've come from meditation background, and beginning to appreciate that virya does arise with most jitas, apart from the ahetuka ones, and how it's there with kusala, akusala, vipaka, kriya, jitas, by conditions can be helpful. For me, it's helpful to realize, because how could anyone make the virya arise at all those moments? Just a conditioned down.
You know, people who, for example, who think concentration is important, and you point out to them that concentration arises with every jitta, well, they say, well, that's okay, but that's not the kind of concentration I'm talking about. I'm talking about concentration on the same object time after time. So it doesn't really address their misconception.
Develop more and more understanding of the way to realize the truth.
And I think for some people it is helpful to appreciate it is a Dhamma rising with every citta, even now at moments of seeing and hearing, and with akusala cittas, and they can begin to appreciate that a lot of concentration, like concentration of attachment, is akusala. So I think it can be helpful.
Is a kind of concentration which means that the same object is repeatedly the object of citta. So that's what they're interested in, not the concentration that concentrates each citta on its particular object. But that object could change. Anyway, as Ajahn says, it's all about just coming to have a better understanding. It's still a case, there's only one path, one way to enlightenment.
Difficult. To understand that passion is their own.
And if they say, well, concentration on one object repeatedly, for example, breath, in what way is it? Kusala, it's because there's no generosity, there's no kindness.
Right.
So yeah. Is there understanding? What is the understanding
I think that's
of
helpful.
It?
Of course, they're quite mistaken in thinking that's significant. So it's better to address the question of why it should be significant.
Why is it kusala? Mm.
Just thinking about the world does not appear as it is at all.
Just moments of a little bit of insight, a little bit of wise considering, and then the rest of the time it doesn't appear as it is.
It's not true, but it doesn't appear. Yes, it is. And the only way is to understand until it appears as it is.
Yes.
Right, so you try to fix it, thing, and
what
you
kind of
don't.
Is that?
There's no understanding of anatta.
What kind of a gosura is that? The judging?
The judging could be two. First that arise from mana and titi, because you have self, because you see you're using the self to judge, and then the mana because you always judging.
I could do it better. I wouldn't behave. I wouldn't go up there in the dark and take photos.
And it was also lopa, because you are attached to something that you call it the standard. So it comes in
times,
package.
And then the dosa follows.
Yes, and then
you
the
don't have to have the ditty in there though for that the judging. It's all
but
I,
if
I
you judge
that,
but it's still
it.
Always
self, isn't that the ditty in that sense?
Can it be less?
It's probably reducing Hanatan because it's coming back really fast. Again, and again, and again, and again. See that at least my dosa is reducing because Thanachan said, yeah, our akusom kong kun uen ma ben akusom kong lao. So I'm improving a little bit.
But even then, what kind of cheetah thinks about I am improving?
That's
I have less.
Mana is coming
I
back.
Have less dosa.
Yeah.
More clinging.
But the thing is, I have no hope, you see, and I'm not even trying to do anything. So
because you are sure that it can be known.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. It can be known.
No attention.
But in order to work, sometimes all this akusala is necessary.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you have akusala, then you let everything be and nothing's finished, right?
Wrong understanding.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse.
Still be
an excuse.
Uh-huh. Without it being akusala.
But isn't akusala could be the pachai of the kusala, because you want to create. Make that akusala for the big group, therefore some akusala arise.
Can you be the world manager?
No. I'm just trying to organize the buses,
mm-hmm.
Not the world.
Is the bus not the world at that moment?
Oh, at that moment, yes.
The people
because
on
the
bus.
Six, the 5 cents, yes,
mm-hmm.
It's the world.
No condition to think like that at that moment.
Can there still be the performing of one's job and tasks, but with less idea about I can make it happen, I can control it?
As a matter of fact, I'm doing that. It's less I in that sense. For this job, this
because even
job.
When doing that job, even when arranging everything on the bus, as we say, conventionally, is still actually just moments of seeing and hearing and thinking, which are conditioned.
Exactly.
So that's why no problem to do the job at all, no conflict at all.
But I didn't see it as a problem. I just do it. I didn't see it as a problem.
So what's the problem?
I don't know, just the way I'm telling.
Just the clinging and the mana and the dosa, just those are the only problems, yes. We always think the problems are the other people and the this and that.
I'm a Buddhist, so I can't be yet. I'm still a very nice subject.
Better not to go. What did Buddha say before he died?
And the expectations that it will all go to schedule, that everyone will behave a certain way, that the driver will go at this speed, is all the expectations about even this moment condition the dosa and the difficulties and the disturbance.
I probably agree with this moment when I'm on the bus, I forget again. Because it was so anatta.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that my water?
Yes, yes.
It's always like that for everyone, and not I that is swept or I that has this problem or difficulty. It's just life.
Yeah.
Thinking with clinging, thinking with disturbance, thinking with expectations. It's just very common. So we can make all the beautiful plans about the trip to India, but anything can happen, even now.
Nearly India, I had to consider about recognize to know in the seeing, the things I see. It's very hard to recognize this point. We normally hear, but we see, we hear many times that I see, I hear, all the way like this, but not really we define like this. It appear very naturally. And after hearing, we have appear in my mind, it really to think I see. Because when with my...
Excuse me. Right now,
you
think I see.
Sometimes, I think. To consider this thinking is mine. I want to hear more of this because it's very important to consider in the true. It's noting, no I think, just thinking. Because I don't know, but I think it's hearing more about the way we misunderstand, maybe it's helpful for us to make clear about what is right understand. It's my some thinking arise in my mind is some days ago, some days.
So you'd like to understand the truth or see or think about it?
To understand, I like to understand.
I see.
I would like to understand.
Yeah. Only see or?
Any Dhamma appear in life.
Not just see, yeah.
But I think it's, I see, we listen to Dhamma a lot, and we easy to say, normally we say this, I see,
right.
I think, I it's my. It's easy to say that, but a little bit stop and, it's not easy like it. It's quite hard to recognize, really I see. To compare, to understand the characteristic of the just only see.
So wrong understanding is so very natural. No need to say out,
yeah.
I see, but it's there already.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like it, so that means we listen to Dhamma all the time with wrong view. So that means the wrong view appear all almost a day, and it very hard to know what the truth on the day with almost a wrong view. To think, to understand.
So now, there can be the understanding of what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, a little bit.
So understanding of seeing right now is wrong, to take it for I see.
Yes.
Because in truth, it just nothing, only that which is conditioned to arise.
Hmm.
As soon as it has arisen, it falls away instantly.
Hmm.
When it's clear about the truth, it develops gradually. It cannot appear as no I or not I at all at the beginning. But it can be firmer understanding, a firmer confidence that the truth is so very subtle. No matter how many times we heard about the truth, no one there at all, but what is there which is not anyone or anything? There are two different realities right now or any time. That which experiences the object, is it known now?
Not with the intellectual understand, we can know.
Just begin to think.
Yes.
About that which does not experience the object cannot experience anything at all.
Yeah.
But there is seeing right now. It sees, it knows what is there right now by itself, because it arises just to see. Is that right? Just develop the understanding gradually to understand the truth. There is a reality now, sees, because there is seeing right now. But usually when there's no understanding, it's always with a word, I, because no one there at all. But now, consider that which sees, that it has arisen by conditions. No one can make it rise at all.
Yes.
And it does not last at all, because now there is not just seeing, there's hearing, thinking as well. So different moments, so very close, just arise and falls away. Succeedingly, no gap. That's why no time to understand the truth. If there's no hearing in considering that actually what is taken for something has to be that which appears right now. So many people, what appears? If nothing appears, can there be the idea of there are many people here? Impossible.
Yeah.
So the seeing has to see, right?
Mm.
And a moment of seeing is so very short, because it can see just only that which impinges on the eye base. At the back, nothing can be seen at all. What are at the back? Just like what is there now at the front? See, but that does not appear, because there's no moment of experiencing it. So it's just that which arises in a moment, and in a moment, one after the other, on and on and on, non-stop, as long as there are conditions for whatever arises. It has arisen unexpectedly, unknowingly. And now we learn about the truth, to understand what is true from birth to death. Birth is just a moment. And what is there? To be birth, hardness cannot be born, but birth, the experiencing is there. Just begin to arise. Otherwise, it's not life when there's no experiencing at all. Gradually understand the truth. Instead of thinking, I am seeing, see, it gradually is conditioned to think about the truth. And one can understand how subtle it is, because even it's just right now, it cannot be known. So how deep it is. That's why beginning to understand what is meant by enlightenment. Enlighten what? If there's nothing, no need to enlighten the truth of it. what seems, what is there now, is real. But what is the truth of it? Even seeing is just a moment of a reality which, whenever it arises, it has to experience an object. From birth, is there that reality from birth? The moment of birth is there. Otherwise, it's not life. And at that moment, no seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, or thinking yet. That's why now it's not moment of birth, but birth moment gone, and then it conditioned the next moment, which is not the birth moment, but it the reality which experiences the object from then on, by condition, not dead yet. That's why it's there, as long as it's not the last moment of life in this life. So now, no one can stop that which arises to experience the object. But no understanding of it as just a conditioned reality. And beginning to understand what's right understanding and what is wrong understanding. And there must be the object of right understanding or wrong understanding. The same thing, but experience it with wrong understanding, taking it as something instantly, or right understanding, beginning to see, to understand. It's there by conditions. No one can make it arise at all. Beginning to have firm confidence of the truth, the reality from birth to death. After birth, there must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Just born to see, to hear, to smell, to taste, to touch, and to think. A moment of seeing right now is conditioned without the eye, no seeing, without that which impinges on it, no seeing. And it sees and then gone, never to arise again. Is that true? Ignorance take it for something permanent. And who knows, at that very moment, whatever appears, there is attachment already to that object. Because it's there, experience is there to be attached to take it as something there. Even just a sound heard. What is it? See? Just pay attention to the sound as something, as what is it? The sound of what? See? So life goes on by conditions. And the idea of the shape and form, the nimitta of what appears, make it known as people and things instantly. When you look at the picture, what is that?
Shape, form, color.
People.
Just like now. Mm. Exactly the same.
And when you said at the start that most of the time, most of the day, there's wrong understanding of as my seeing, my hearing, something seen, something heard, would you like to do something about it?
No. I just do, just to know about.
Right. Because this is the right attitude, because otherwise if one would like to change it, would like to stop it, then it's I trying to make it different. It's not understanding, just as it is.
Yeah, it's sometimes this time I practice exercise, and I think I practice exercise for stronger and for more comfortable in body. No, intrude is not appear like it. It not process like it. It's just only the thinking. It's just only the story about the way a blind side, something like it.
Right.
And
me, my shape, my
my shape
health.
And my activity, my achieve about the lose weight. Everything is a long story.
Yes.
And so I ask a question: why you still keeping on doing exercise? And I think, okay, we already recent by habit, by accumulation, my attachment, something about the
the many activity in life, not the doing exercise, the same like eating, like moving, like doing, like,
same, like
talking.
Brushing your teeth. You know,
yeah, the
brush
same.
Your teeth.
Yes.
And,
why
and,
do you eat breakfast? Why do you eat healthy food?
The same. I think this is the same. The same way this process in life, and so, oh, nothing to change or nothing to control is. It
right.
Just to understand.
Yeah.
What really is not to fix the mindset is we must to do this, forget this reason.
And we forget all about the realities. We think about I'm doing the exercise or I'm brushing the teeth. But actually it's just seeing, hearing,
yes.
Thinking.
The touching.
Rupa's conditioned
yeah.
by chitta and temperature and so on.
Yes, and I think the very, very important, very useful when the hearing some Dhamma is have some time. Some kind of consider rationalize it appear in my mind, not only followed by the new teacher, new guiding about the doing exercise or some
sign. If we have any idea that I should or shouldn't do exercise,
yes.
or I should or shouldn't turn on the TV, it means no understanding of
yes.
reality now.
I
so life goes on and.
That's very very useful when some very very little time to appear. Oh, it's not symbolize it.
Like someone just mentioned, oh, maybe one shouldn't do one's job or something like this, but no, that's the wrong understanding, because life goes on, exercise, do one's job, turn on the TV,
yes.
with more understanding of the world at this very moment.
Yes. I think it's maybe it's a little bit more about the, you know, about the accumulations or the tendency for the favorite things.
And
like.
It's not my tendencies,
yes.
it's not my accumulations. They're just different moments of thinking with lobha, thinking with confusion, thinking about understanding, just different moments of seeing, hearing.
Yeah,
I think all these things are not really important in a sense, because as you say, the past accumulations are a big conditioning factor.
Yes.
And other things too, like at your age, that if you're thinking of doing some exercise, you will choose a different kind of exercise than someone of my age will choose. And so we have a tendency to think that our reasons for doing things should be good reasons, but it really doesn't matter so
yeah.
much. What is important is, as we've been discussing, is the understanding, the development of better understanding of what is appearing at the present moment, and the reality that thinks this way or that way is the same reality. If it's a good reason or a bad reason, it doesn't matter. It's still thinking about a reason for doing something, and the understanding of any reality is, if we like to put it, independent of the situation. Seeing is the same regardless of whatever is the object being seen. It has the same characteristic, I mean, in terms of being understood as seeing,
yeah.
or hearing as hearing, whether one is listening to music or taking part in a Dhamma discussion. The hearing is still has the same, it's the same reality with the same characteristic.
Would you like to have the answer?
No, I just bring my thinking and to listen here, because I know no answer for this, because that's a hearing, because to condition for some understand little bit growth cannot answer.
How come such thought?
Sorry.
How come to have such thinking?
Maybe by condition, by academic. Accumulations by condition, not by my wisdom to appear.
So it has to be someone's word of truth.
Sorry.
So it has to be someone's word of the truth, right?
Yeah,
to hear the truth, to understand.
To think wisely, to reflect
yeah,
wisely
yeah.
about
yeah.
what you heard is from someone.
Yes.
The word.
Yes.
Not your own thought,
yes.
not your own idea.
Yes.
So before hearing such words, you have some thought about what is exercise, what for, and so on, or after hearing such word that you haven't heard before, condition the thinking about this?
After hearing the word.
From whom?
Sorry, you mean the exercise or some the truth, the Dhamma?
Who said that about what you heard, about what you said?
Buddha.
Say. So the answer for everything is from his word. Enlighten the truth. Not your own idea, just keep on thinking about this and that all the time. But what did Buddha say?
Dhamma by condition.
Only that?
A lot about Dhamma.
So learn to understand each word.
Yeah. And so he said, whilst walking, whilst going to the bathroom, while putting on one's folks' clothes, anytime, exercising anytime, still just seeing, hearing, thinking, different realities arising and falling away.
So what did Buddha say?
Buddha said a lot about the, how to say, in resumes is the talking about the life with Dhamma.
So it's now?
Yeah.
He said about what is there now?
Just Dhamma appear.
What is Dhamma?
It's a characteristic different from other and other.
And is there enough understanding and firm confidence of Dhamma?
Not yet.
That's right. Listen again and again and again.
Yeah.
Where is Dhamma?
Here and now.
Okay. What is it now?
It is the experience and the not experience anything.
It is to follow the word or just understand the truth.
Yeah.
The nature of that which now sees, the nature of that which now think, experiences an object. Otherwise nothing appear at all. Without that which arises to experience, what is there now? So at this moment, what is there now? There is a reality. Experiences that. Not I or anyone at all.
Mm.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Can it be realized?
It can be, but I think it take a long time.
That's why we just talk about it, to have more understanding and clear understanding of that which it now sees and hears and thinks, not far away at all, just right now, it's there. So understanding Dhamma, that is that very moment, because what is there appears to that which experiences it. And that which sees, as soon as it sees, it falls away instantly. Can it think? Can it be the other moment, like it, dislike it?
No.
So in life, there must be the reality which arises from birth, which experiences whatever is there by conditions. Before seeing, there's no seeing. But is there that reality which experiences the object? It has to be considered to understand each moment of that which experiences different object.
And at moments of thinking, no matter it's thinking about the health, thinking about all the wrong view that must be arising in the day, thinking about tomorrow's program, what is the reality?
It's just thinking.
No matter what it's thinking about, usually we find what is thought about so important. The exercise, the schedule, the wrong view that's been arising in the day. But actually, it's just thinking. These are all just the stories that are thought about. So coming back to the citta at this moment, no matter it's seeing or hearing or just thinking, that is the reality that experiences, and all the different ideas that are thought about are just different ideas.
a little bit clear more. Nearly I see in the robot block, he can create some discussion between the international Dhamma. He talked about the I don't remember, but it's Achan and you said about the how to say it, Paramattha Sutta Chande, Paramattha Sakcha and Samuti Sakcha, and we differentiate between the real and the true, to talking the true, and I'm very impressed in this point, but I want to hear more about the true and the real.
So the Paramattha Sakcha, the absolute realities, hardness, softness is what is touched now. This is Paramattha Sakcha. Conventionally, it's true, this is a sofa, this is Kunji, not Kunsujin. This is Samuti Sakcha, what is true, conventionally speaking, but not the absolute reality.
We hear the Dhamma, we didn't know anything about absolute truth.
Yeah. So that's the conventional truth is must be came from the some Paramattha Sakcha.
Without Paramattha Sakcha, how can there be Samuti Sakcha?
Without Paramattha Sakcha, there couldn't be any thinking about the different kinds of exercise that are good for your health. It's Samuti Sakcha, but without realities. There is no exercise, there is no sofa, there is no kunji.
But one doesn't have to know any ultimate truth in order to understand conventional truth. Because lots of people never hear the Dhamma, but they understand what conventional truth is.
The reading, conventional truth, we can see that we can talk that the table is just real, but in absolute truth it's not.
Right.
So that means the meaning of real is very quite different on.
We can say conventionally true. Oh, I see a table. I see a cup. It depends on understanding whether there's any understanding of absolute truth at those moments or not. Even the Buddha can say, I see a table, I couldn't see Kunji, but no misunderstanding. So it's not the language, it's the understanding that's important. There's no misunderstanding or not lack of understanding of conventional truth because there's understanding of Paramattha Sakcha.
I remember that Achan said that it's just only on Samuti Sakcha, it's just only words, and words can be changed, right? The meaning can be changed or something like that on the Samuti Sakcha.
There is Dhamma, right?
Yes.
What is it?
The rain can have their own characteristics about the Dhamma.
Whatever is real, it has its characteristic.
Yes.
For example, hardness is hard, no matter you call it in what language, in Thai and in Pali and so on. But no word can change the truth of it, the characteristic of hardness.
Yes.
No matter in what language. So it can be known as a table and thing, and this, but the truth, the Paramattha Dhamma, is it hard only.
And we don't need a Buddha to teach us about Samuti Sakcha because we're experts already.
Yes.
We're already experts,
yes.
So we don't need to be told this is a table, this is Kunji. But we need the Buddha to tell us about Paramattha Sakcha because just hardness that is touched is not known unless we hear about it.
So is there Sakcha now? Sakcha. Is there Sakcha now?
Sakcha. How to say? Both in Samuti and Paramattha, both.
Is there Sakcha now?
Yes.
What is it? which is Paramata Satya?
This Paramata Satya is the hearing here and after that the seeing and
is seeing Paramata Satya?
See, yes.
Okay. So now no doubt about Paramata Satya.
Yes.
What is not Paramata Satya is Samudhi Satya.
Okay.
A king, a queen.
Yes.
Satya?
Yes.
But Samudhi Satya.
Okay.
And what is Paramata Dhamma?
Paramata Dhamma? It has its own characteristic cannot be changed.
Paramata Dhamma.
Paramata Dhamma.
What are they?
It is an experience and it's not experience anything, and it can be the hearing difference and hearing, seeing difference and hearing, difference and thinking, difference and liking, difference and remember something. It's very different from the characteristics.
Spice it, taste. What satya is there?
Spicy. It's a tasting.
Consciousness.
Taste.
The taste itself. What is the reality of taste? Spicy taste.
Spicy taste.
Yes, what is the reality?
You mean the rupa or nama?
Well, we're asking you, that's the question.
The spicy is the rupa.
Yeah.
The knowing the spicy is the citta.
Yes. So it's a kind of taste. Yes, a kind of rupa.
Yeah. Okay, the kind of taste is a rupa.
Yes.
Yes.
Is taste Paramata Dhamma?
Yes.
So we talk about the taste. Is there taste?
No, it's not taste.
Is there taste?
No, it's heart, not taste.
What about for the worm?
The worm, okay.
Taste.
I don't place it point. It's rupa, right? It's still rupa.
Why is rupa?
Sorry?
Why is rupa?
Doesn't know, doesn't experience
cannot
anything.
Cannot experience anything.
Yes.
So and it's in each group of, in the group of the kalapa.
Yes.
The flavor. Yeah.
We have flavor rupa on the kalapa.
Yes.
Yeah.
That moment of tasting.
Mm.
If you put it in your mouth. Is it a taste to be known?
Oh, yes, I know. Okay, got it.
Can hardness be known?
When it touches with my tongue, maybe. No, we know. But
so
it's not taste.
What is Paramata Satya?
It's hardness.
When is there? As hard?
Yes, it hard.
And taste is the Paramata Satya or Samudhi Satya?
It's the Paramata Dhamma.
Good. Mm-hmm. No doubt about Paramata Satya. So we live in the world of Paramata Satya or Samudhi Satya?
Only in summer, so Samudhi Satya, in June.
Well, actually in Paramata Satya, but it's not understood
yes,
because
I'm
we
understood.
Take the Samudhi Satya for being Paramata
yes.
Satya, but it's not. So actually, you could say we live in the world in both worlds.
Yeah. In the world, when you put the piece of wood in your mouth and you taste it and it's hard,
yes, which doorway?
It is a body doorway, body sense door, body sense door. We know the heart. The heart of the food, the soul of food, it's by the body,
right.
Body consciousness,
right.
body sense.
So now no doubt about Paramata Satya and Samudhi Satya.
Yes. Without Paramata Satya is a Samudhi Satya.
Good. This is the way to understand Dhamma,
yes.
Not by word, but by that which is there appearing.
Yes.
And whether there's
any understanding or no understanding, whether we've heard the Buddha's teaching or not, actually it's just paramatta satya, or day paramatta dhammas arising and falling away. But we take the smuti satya for being the realities, the paramatta dhammas.
And at moment of thinking, what is paramatta satya? At moment of thinking. Any moment of thinking.
Yes, thinking is a paramatta dhamma.
Right, it is paramatta satya.
Thinking. Because it's different than seeing and hearing, and it's not. The thinking is experienced as an object. The thinking is experienced as an object, maybe there's a lot of concept on thinking, when we're thinking.
What is thinking?
What
it's is, not seeing.
It's not seeing,
so
hearing.
What is thinking?
Thinking is. Thinking is something appear in my mind. It arrives through
too
my
long.
Door.
Too long.
too long.
In short, what is thinking?
In short, what is thinking? It's liking, disliking.
It must be what kind of reality? It must be either citta, cetasika, rupa, or nibbana.
Citta.
But what is it? Not the word citta, but what is it? Thinking.
To be truthful to the truth is to experience some, to experience the story.
Okay.
The reality that
yes,
experiences.
Yes, the reality experience the story.
And it's is it in your mind?
It's not my mind, it's up here. In conventional language, it's my mind, but in fact, with my understanding, is from through the mind or.
So not in anyone's mind.
No, not belong to anyone.
Can you think of the taste?
Think
of the taste?
Think about the concept of the taste. Got into no taste. I can thinking about the idea of taste.
So yes.
Sweetness.
You can think about the reality of the taste. You can be thinking about the taste just experienced.
Yes.
Yes.
We can thinking of everything.
Yes.
We can thinking everything.
Yes.
So life is just seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Yes.
Thinking.
And gone, never return, never arise again to experience the same object.
And all those ideas whilst you were jogging, all gone, just moments of thinking. So the thinking is to be understood, but all the ideas and the smuti satya just thought about and not real.
Yeah, not real, yes.
So the world, the true world is just at this moment, just the realities arising and falling away now, the thinking now, the seeing now, what is seen now.
Yes. Manindriya.
Yeah.
Many words because of different aspects of just one reality. See, no doubt, when we heard about the word pandara, it cannot be cetasika at all. It's pure by itself, because it's not lopa, it's not dosa, but it's that which experiences the object clearly.
Hadiya can only be citta or hadiya.
Yeah.
Heart, yes. Innermost, the heart.
Yeah.
That's why learn more, understand more, letting go more, when there is the understanding. This is really intellectual understanding. Otherwise, how can there be understanding of what is there now? It's attachment, they see in, they thinking, and so on. What are they?
And bandara, bandara.
I think that Pali used the word all, not
bandara.
Bandara.
It's in like clean.
Buddha is the Thai use Buddha.
We say Buddha. Buddha.
Yeah.
When we pronounce the English, the A is there, Buddha. But in India, we say Buddha.
Yes, Buddha. Just like the Thai.
Right. Right.
Well,
but the Pali is with A.
Buddha,
right. Yeah. No. Pali, yes, yes. Not Hindi.
Pali has a at the
Hindi,
end. Buddha.
No,
yeah.
Pali, Buddha,
nahi
hai, lekin
chuki,
confusion kyun ho raha?
Ma'am, this is a confusion. in Pali, there is not A in the last.
Buddha.
It's
Pali. Throughout the text, if you look at the Pali, it always has A at the end.
If you see from the 1890s, from the Rhymes, David, if you see from into the this Buddhist Publication Society, everywhere the A is there. But technically, when you write the Pali in the Hindi, Devanagari, there is not the A. Sorry,
it depends, for example,
yeah,
what you say.
In the Pali text, it's written
Sahajat. Sahajat.
But we don't study Dhamma in English. We study
in Pali.
Pali.
Yeah.
And we pronounce the way that
we read.
Yeah. For example, priests pronounce Kusal.
Right.
Kusal. So we have Kusala.
Kusala.
Yeah,
the Pali is
Kusala. A little more. And the Thai would say Kuson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like you say Kusala.
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 So we pronounce Kusala.
Yeah. I think they copy from the Pali. I think the Pali is like the main language,
yes.
You know, the
yes.
Buddha, that the Buddha used. But like Khmer or Thai, they just copy to make their own language as well.
They have their own language.
Yeah, I mean,
yes,
but they
yes.
bring from Pali.
So the pronunciation is never quite right.
And
yeah,
the
yeah.
So in Sri Lanka, they think that it's all wrongly.
But only the Pali is accurate. Yes.
So it's our way. Just take it in our own way.
But we can think and talk a lot about pronunciation and miss the point of studying Dharma. The point of studying Dharma is to understand the truth, the reality,
that's right,
and not the language.
Hindi is like Thai. So now, Chetasika, what is it?
What is Chetasika? Chetasik rises with the Chitta. Chetasik rises with the Chitta. It also experiences. You asked what is Chetasik?
Yes. That doesn't help me. To understand Chetasika, it's just that which arises with Chitta. But what is it which arises with Chitta? Not just that which arises with Chitta. That's not the intention. So now we understand Chitta clearly, which is of experiencing. No matter the object looks like it's not clear, but Chitta knows that which is not clear. So that is the idea, it's not clear. No doubt about that. Because the Chitta experiences the object clearly, but the I take it, it's not clear. Okay, so now another word, Chetasika. Buddha taught about the truth of reality, which is different. So he used different terms for different realities. Can Chitta arise without condition? Can it arise without?
No.
No. Whatever arises. And what condition Chitta has? It seems like I'm talking around, not directly to the truth, but without understanding, no matter in what way. Can there be the understanding of Chetasika in different manners?
Yes, ma'am.
To understand that it's not Chitta. Is the anchor? What is it? Anchor.
Usage.
Is it Chitta?
No.
So, does it experience the an object? Chitta Chitta. Does it experience anything as object?
It's the same object with Chitta experience. It's the same object with the Chitta. What the Chitta experiences.
Can Chitta like it?
No.
See, beginning to understand the meaning, the truth of a reality, which is not Chitta, but it experiences the same object without seeing that object. thus I appear to that which like it. How can they be liking at that moment towards that object? So citta experiences the object, but it does not like. It doesn't hear. But at moment of something that experienced, like is seen, like what? That which is seen? See, there is a reality which is attached to that which is seen. It shares the same object. It knows or experiences the same object, but not as a chief. The chief means its function is just to see. No one can change the function of citta at all. No matter in dream or sleeping or whatever, citta arises in time, it experiences an object. Right? No one can change the characteristic of citta. No one can stop citta to perform the function of seeing. So at moment of liking, it's not citta. Citta cannot like. It has its own function. But it arises with that which experiences the same object but different function and by different characteristic. The function of lopa cannot experience the object clearly as citta. But it arises and experiences the same object that citta experiences. That's why the definition of citta, cetasika, is that cetasika arises with citta, and citta and cetasika experience the same object, but citta is the chief. And cetasika has its own characteristic and its own function. It likes, it is attached. It knows that, it knows that, it knows that, but not the chief of experiencing the characteristic of the object. Still, it like because it has the same object. Can cetasika arise alone?
No.
Can citta arise alone?
No.
They arise together, condition each other, but they are different. That's why we learn about cetasikas, because the cetasikas arise with citta. Each moment, even right now, it depends on what appears. What appears as I like it? What is that at moment of I like it? Attanaditi, wrong understanding, taking that moment as I. No doubt about dhammas, when there are more and more understanding of the difference of the function, of the characteristic, of the degree, and you now have attachment. How do you know? I am sitting. No one there. No one there. It's I here. So after seeing or experience any object, 3 moments, the very slight akusala is there. Because each moment of experiencing is there all the time, accumulated, accumulated, ready to ooze as soon as something there. Take it for, I see, I like, whatever is there. Attanuditi.
Something seen now. Is there the wrong understanding? The clinging is there instantly.
The object is still rupa.
Still visible object, but still it's the, even in the idle
yes.
process, the ignorance and the wrong understanding,
there.
Clinging
yeah.
with the idea, the wrong idea.
Not
yet the mind, or even in the idle process, so quickly that wrong understanding can arise, even though it's just
yeah.
still the visible object,
still there, not
still there. Yes,
it.
Yes.
There
very subtle asava.
Someone who doesn't understand what process is. So how do you tell them?
Attachment is
a Ajahn would like it to
yes.
be made clear that after seeing other cheetahs that experience the same rupa, the same visible object, because it lasts as long as 17 moments of cheetah, so it hasn't fallen away. So other cheetahs experience that visible object even though they don't see it. And so after 3 moments, the akusala cheetahs can arise and experience it.
She's asking that attachment will be the time of jhavana?
Yes.
Again, various process, jhavana, so on.
We can just say the lobha arises, and at that moment, it has the function of clinging to the object. It experiences that object. So actually, jhavana is the function, yes, but it's the akusala citta with lobha that arises, experiencing the visible object.
Like a wrong view, we have a function to understand wrongly.
Yes, yeah. About the object, yes.
Normally we think that we understood this wrongly when we're thinking, but even right. If we don't think about this, it's...
We think it's, oh, when it's the idea there's a cup that's seen, that's wrong understanding. This is very gross wrong understanding. But what about the subtle one? So quickly after seeing just something, no thinking in words, no thinking about something or a cup, but still there's the wrong understanding of just what is seen.
But it's...
So what is the process? I don't know. I would like to understand. Process, what is it? What does it mean?
It's many citta arise. Many citta can experience
many
the same object.
Citta
arising and falling away positively.
One by one?
One by one.
And what is the process?
Through the one
doorway. Now, citta arises and falls away one by one. Is that process?
You
just can say it one by one. What about the bowanga cheetahs that arise?
Not in the process, yeah.
So, one by one. What about in deep sleep, still one by one?
It seems like we understand the word we heard, but how much understanding is there? See, when we use the word process, what does it mean and what is it which is process? Keep on talking about the process of this away and that away and on and on.
Experience something, and how the process cannot experience something. I need that.
You use the word. It has a meaning to be understood.
But you could not know about the object at the moment.
But you use the word already. So you can explain. Can we begin the process of what? See? Just for considering. Not just to follow process. But process of what? See, we cannot escape from the way it is, but there can be a little more understanding of the truth of sato. Otherwise it's just as we have heard, the process of this and that all there. That's why we cannot escape from hearing such words, but there can be a little more considering and understanding the truth of anatta. Because all dhammas are anatta. And before we can say all, what is just one by one, one and one to be all? Do you understand all dhammas?
The ideal self cannot understand.
Really?
Just a reality I can understand.
Where is it? When is it? What is it?
Condition.
That's why the more understanding about just one reality can be firm understanding of the truth of whatever is there. For example, Dhamma now. No doubt about whatever is real is a Dhamma. No change. And even that which cannot experience, but it's real, is hard. So hardness is real. Hardness is a Dhamma. No doubt about just one word and more, little by little, one by one. So what is real is different. One can experience the object and the other cannot. Just learn to understand the truth and have more confidence of no one. But we don't have to say no one. But when there is the understanding of one, it is that one. It cannot be other at all. Citta cannot be taken for self when there is the understanding of citta. And never enough to understand citta because it's there each moment in samsara. But is it enough understanding of citta? That's why we talk more, like process. To hear it again, 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 consider it again, until no word, but understanding instantly of that which is there, as we have understood from hearing and considering. So again, what is process? Not from the book.
Yes. No.
Because you remember the word.
Yes.
In the book.
At the moment of seeing, is it in the process?
Pardon?
At the moment of seeing, in the process.
So you remember that at a moment of seeing, there is a process. But what is it?
It's a moment of citta experience.
This moment of citta, is it a process?
No.
So we are talking about what? To understand the process. I know that you know, but not enough. That's why when the question goes on different ways, no thought about the truth of it. But remember,
like in the question this afternoon, the lady who asked about the flowers, and she talked about, oh, knowing the processes, but we just use the word without any idea of what the meaning is, and especially when they're newcomers, it's good to define or explain what the word is, otherwise it's meaningless. So why is seeing a viti citta, a process citta, but why is bhavanga citta not a viti citta before it? What is the difference?
Because the object is unknown.
It seems like there is understanding enough to answer.
Because the object is unknown.
Yeah.
Is the object known now?
Just the concept of the reality.
That's why they have to be the clearer understanding of one reality at a time. Enough to understand it. It cannot be taken for self or someone, something at all.
Can we say that the bhavanga citta doesn't experience an object through any doorway? It arises in between the doorways. There's no eye door process, no ear door process, no mind door process when the bhavanga cittas arise, like in deep sleep or in between the viti cittas, the process of cittas arising and falling away. So that is the difference between bhavanga cittas, which don't experience an object through a doorway. This is why they are not viti cittas, but the adverting consciousness, the seeing consciousness, the kusala, akusala, cittas, they all experience an object through a doorway, through the eye door or through the mind door when thinking about it afterwards. But in between each set of viti cittas, there must be the cittas arise in between, which don't experience an object through a doorway. That's why the object isn't known. But actually nothing is known now. But still, the visible object is seen, the sound is heard, because the cheetahs arise as viti cheetahs to experience their objects one after the other. So the process is just a word, but the quality of seeing is it has to experience its object through the eye door. The hearing consciousness has to experience its object through the ear doorway. The moments of thinking have to experience their object through the mind door.
So the word aviti, does it have a special meaning? Because it's translated as process. So is the original meaning of the word aviti?
Like
vritti,
like vritti,
chitta. Street,
it means like
vritti in Hindi, vritti. Yeah. You have the same word in Sanskrit, vritti, yes. Vritti, but different understanding. Same word, yes.
It's a process of chitta.
Process of chittas, experiencing an object through a doorway. And each chitta is a vritti, chitta, which experiences the object through that doorway.
Yeah.
So we have the eye door, viti cheetahs, the ear door, viti cheetahs, the mind door, viti cheetahs. And those that aren't are the ones that are not viti cheetahs.
And there are many names of like viti.
It can be remembered.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But to understand the meaning of it, we have to think a little more.
It is easy to,
Now, there is thinking, considering, and then never enough. There has to be more understanding to have clearer understanding of each word.
Because
it's not just a word.
Even in Hindu teachings, they talk about vritti, vritti chitta, just the same, but no understanding at all of dhammas, chittas arising and falling away, not anatta, not self. It's the idea of something there.
So it's not just understand the meaning, what does it mean, but to understand the truth. What is that for that particular word, viti chitta, because chitta arises to experience object anytime. Yes, yes, really. But why there is the word viti chitta? Because chitta, which experiences the object through any doorway of the six, one of the six ways, has to arise in order by samanantara paccaya, the paccaya, which this one can arise before or after. It depends on conditions. That's why we learn to understand the viti citta, the moment, the process of experiencing an object, one moment at a time, by what paccaya and so on. Little by little, no need to remember the name, but to understand the truth. For example, chitta experience the object at birth. From birth moment, it's there. Is it viti chitta?
No.
Why not?
Because the object is unknown as a birth consciousness.
Does it arise through any doorway?
So it just continues on, conditioned bhavanga, the citta which experiences the object which is unknown, because it's not the object of this world at all. What can be known in this world has to depend on six doorways: seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking. Otherwise, how can one know that one is now in this world? Because the object of this world is there at moment when the citta arises to experience, but it cannot arise at will. It has to be conditioned by condition, one after the other, by what kind of conditions, to understand the subtlety of Dhamma, because it's easy to remember, to think that it's understood, but the nature of it that Buddha taught about so deep, what kind of citta just arise and falls away, experience the object, but it's not vitti citta, because it does not experience the object of this world. Yes. So, at dream, in a dream, does it experience the object of this world? Really?
With pavanka citta, it's not a vitti citta.
Yes.
Only pavanka citta.
Uh-huh. The question
but
is
no dreaming at
the
time.
Question is
dreaming.
Whether it experienced the object of this world. If not, why not? See, there can be a little more understanding of each reality in order to let go little by little attachment to what is there as it is. It seems like when we listen to the radio program or discussion and so on, there is understanding, never enough, because it does not appear as it is yet. And the more understanding is letting go, ignorance and attachment, which covers up the truth instantly by conditions. Upanishyapatiya, because it's there again and again and again. So it has condition to arise instantly after seeing and so on. That's why we have to talk about just one word, vitti citta. Citta at moment of birth arises, experience the object, not the object of this world. So what would be the object of next world? If there is the understanding why it experienced the object, not of this world, there can be the understanding. What is the object of the next world? Because this moment, this world, is next moment, next world of the previous world. And this is the understanding, not just the world, about citta. Whenever it arises, it experiences an object. It doesn't matter who knows it or not. Because when the object is not known, how can it be known? At the moment of being fast asleep, there is citta arising and falling away. Who knows? Who am I? Where am I? Where's my friends? My country, whatever, no experience of the object of this world.
And each citta is exactly the same, so it's not like in the idol process.
So
the vitti cittas, each one different by nature of being in a process, but in the bhavanga cittas, each one exactly the same, experiencing the same object, unknown object.
So, while one is fast asleep, is it vitti citta? Fast asleep. Is it vitti citta? It seems like there's nothing while one is fast asleep. Who knows at that moment citta is there, arising and falling away? Experience the object, but not the object through any six-star way of this life at all. So now, the moment between seeing and seeing, it's there, not process. So we begin to understand why citta is process and not process. When it begins to experience the object through
any doorway, one doorway. It cannot just arise at will, but it has to arise in order, the process of citta. The first of the process is not seeing and hearing. So we understand what is meant by that, the vara vachana, avachana. It's moment of begin to know what is there, what the way. But no seeing, hearing, just know, just begin to realize the something there, which the way. It's known by vara vachana. And it knows, it does mean that it knows the name. Chakudwara, not at all. But it just knows exactly that way, which impinge on the eye base or ear base, depending on the way.
Just begins to avert to that object through that way.
And that's the meaning of vitijitta. Seeing cannot just arise instantly, but it has to have Pancha or Chakudvara Vachana, the first process. Because why it process? The other realizing of that object begins to arise one after another by condition. See, citta process, understanding is different from just remember the word. In order to let go the idea of self, no one there at all. But as soon as something is there, contact the first citta with cetasikas. The citta cannot know which doorway or anything. It just experiences the object, the chief of experiencing. So, can they be seeing instantly? Impossible. The process of seeing begins from Nopavanka anymore, and then the first Vitijitta is that which just knows what is there, but it cannot see or hear at all. It's why someone at the gate, you are in the house, you don't know, you don't see yet, but there's someone there. This is Vitijitta, and it has to be the first Vitijitta.
You hear the knock on the door, and there's reverting to it, but not known yet.
When we talk about vitijitta, there must be experiencing only that through that doorway. Imagine no one there at all. Only a process beginning from knowing what is there at that doorway, and then gone. Condition the next moment in order the process by samanantrapajya. There are two Pajya, Anantara Pajya, each citta, which is not the death, the moment of arahata, must have conditions for whatever to arise after. Anantara Pajya, each moment, even Bhavanka, is Anantara Pajya for what would be process and out process, depending on conditions. And seeing or hearing cannot just arise instantly by way of samanantara pachaya. That has to arrive first, and then what after the process of experiencing an object to six doorway, one at a time, one doorway at a time.
Even how many bhavanga cittas arise before the adverting consciousness by samanantara pachaya cannot be any different, cannot be more or less, has to be just the way it is.
So, I think the way that citta, the approaching consciousness condition, the next citta should arise, is it
to be only vijnana, seeing or hearing? Or
yes, and it's by anantara pachaya. Is there
any
other
condition? Samanantra.
Each moment.
Anantara is just each one conditions the next citta, mm-hmm. And samanantra is the particular
one,
not any other one.
Yes.
After eye door adverting consciousness, it has to be seeing, it cannot be hearing, it cannot be
kusala or akusala. It has to be
without seeing. How can somebody chana arise before seeing?
So
impossible.
It knows, because it knows exactly which object through which doorways has been impinging.
Now it sees. See? Is that panchatavara vachana or chakutavara vachana jita before seeing?
Has to be the approaching consciousness.
It has to be
the visible object.
But it does not appear.
Because it's already.
That's why what appears in any time moment must be only nimitta of one characteristic of a reality. Now the nimitta of seeing. Why there are many citta before and after seeing. But what appears is only the nimitta of seeing.
And can you say a little more about the word adverting?
Adverting?
Yes.
Okay. Bhavanka does not experience the object of this world. Never. So with our condition, if nothing impinges on the eye-based, ear-based, how can there be the moment of beginning to wake up or realize or know what is there? And then when it's Jakudvara Vachana, it knows that it's this doorway. It conditions seeing, which hasn't arisen yet, to arise and see and then gone.
So the word adverting is like knowing which doorway.
That's it.
Okay.
Avachana and tawara and panchatavara vachana or manodavara vachana.
Like moving to that doorway, to the object through that doorway.
So that's why it's one of the three kinds of manasika.
Yes.
You can say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
New word.
Like, like now, adverting to what Ajahn says, or adverting to what I say, depending on that moment. So it's the same in that example. So adverting to the idol object or the idol object.
No one. Sanjaya marks and remembers wrongly vipalasa. So who would like to experience Nibbana? No understanding of anything, just say the word, like to experience. Attachment with ignorance.
Dreaming of Nibbana.
So now, understanding what's meant by vitijitta, can Pavanka be vitijitta?
No.
Can we teach it that, Bipavanka? No. Have firm confidence a little more.
Can Vitijitta be the object of Pavanka? I know. Because
anything can be
the object of Pavanka Chitta, so seeing or hearing or
any concept.
Yes.
Can the object of Vanka be changed?
No.
Firm confidence.
So, I think that might be a little bit confusing because when we say that the object of Bhavangachitta is unknown, but then people say, oh, but hearing or seeing or other vitichitas are known. So, when we say that seeing or hearing or any vitichitta can be object of Bhavangachitta. So in what way it become unknown?
But how is seeing or hearing known? Only through the mind door. So without mind door, chittas arising, seeing and hearing can never be known. So when such an object is the object of Bhavangachitta, it can't be known at all because it doesn't appear through the mind or ever. Mm. It cannot be experienced because they are the cheetahs that are not Viti cheetahs. Mm.
So anything, but because it's not known through any doorway, so it's said to be unknown.
Unknown, yes. Oh. Cannot be known. No, because it cannot be experienced. Cannot be experienced by understanding through the mind or because it doesn't appear because it's the object of the cheetah, which is not Viti cheetah.
So when someone says, I'd like to experience Nibbana, what do you think? Attachment is unknown. It's there already. And it's second noble truth. Does anyone see the danger of whatever now arises and falls away?
No.
Not yet. One can laugh, talk yes. about this and that, arising and falling away.
There can be the considering, there can be yes. considering now, the beginning of wise reflection about the yeah. danger of seeing or hearing or thinking object of attachment again and again.
But still, as long as I am thinking,
it's not really understanding.
It hinders. Thus, it's such a long way to let go of the idea of self or things from whatever now appears.
And clinging to ideas about Nibbana or higher understanding, it hinders from just understanding what appears.
And Ajahn, the panya which understands the characteristic of dukkha, can it arise with somanasa?
Why not? It's panya. Panya is not bad feeling.
So panya almost always arises with pleasant feeling.
How come from not experience it, to be able to experience the truth, so true.
Why would you consider that the understanding of Dhamma as dukkha might not arise a pleasant feeling?
I think because many people think that when we, when this understanding of dukkha, because of it's dukkha. We're not happy about it. But actually, it can arise.
No, so that's arise. Not the understanding of dukkha. When one is unhappy about it, or one thinks about the unpleasantness, or thinks about the arising and falling away with unhappy feeling, not any understanding at all.
And is it joy? To begin to understand the truth. Otherwise, it cannot be understood at all. If Buddha didn't teach about what is there now, dukkha. But everyone just smiled. The fire is burning the other house. It's not now, not here yet. Yeah.
It's very hard to see the danger.
Very yes. hard. It has to be vipassana yana of that stage or that degree.
Mm-hmm. That's why
it's
been discussed to consider.
Not I or anyone. And it has to develop quite a long, long time. And the result is that very moment.
This is like Pankhanyan
and Panyayan.
Panga, Panganyana, Panyana.
Not only Panga.
Only.
Mm.
Vajrayana. The terror and the fear and the danger.
And after that, Atinavayana.
Now? Remember the word. Because it's like fire. Seeing is like fire. Hearing is like fire. That which is like fire is dangerous. Because as soon as one touches at the object that's on fire, one's burnt instantly. So the seeing is like that. The hearing, pleasant feeling, the unpleasant feeling, even kusala dhammas, the dangerous, they're like fire, because it's clinging instantly to them.
See the dangers of nama and rupa.
Whatever is conditioned. Little by little, understanding becomes a lot, maybe.
Yes. I think it's after each little development, we can more clearly about the meaning of each word, like arise, like dukkha, something like that. And any time I see that, a little bit clear about the first Arya Sakya is about dukkha, is more clearly is the remind with some Paramattha Dhamma. In conventional term, we can say that I can choose drink water or not. It may be under my control. But the enlightenment one said that everything is dukkha, unsatisfied. So it cannot mention to the conventional term. So we can see that it point about the true underneath the conventional truth is a paramattha truth, and maybe a little bit more firmly about which what she's taught about is about the truth of the paramattha dhamma. And so I think a little it makes something a little bit more clearly, because after hearing a lot, but after some little bit understand some or something we already hear, it little bit more clearly to in my mind, something like.
And each paramattha dhamma, each conditioned dhamma is gone instantly.
Yes.
And I think that is joyful, because it's gone, not worth clinging to, not worth fussing about, completely gone, only this moment, the reality now arising and falling away. No one there, so nothing to be done, no one to go anywhere, no one to try to have more goodness. So that's a relief, that is joyful. Nothing to be sad about by understanding the nature of dhammas as dukkha.
So there's not really understanding of dukkha or anicca until vipassana jnana. However, there's intellectual understanding of those characteristics at different levels, like okay, we can understand that seeing now doesn't last, it arises and falls away, although there's no direct experience.
Right.
Yes. So I'm thinking about the second round of the kichanyana, this sativatthana, that is the direct understanding, but it's not yet the katanyana.
Right.
So how is the understanding of those characteristics different from the intellectual understanding, but not yet direct understanding, which is vipassana jnana?
So it is, for example, for talking about the first noble truth. So now there's thinking about seeing now, hearing now, what is seen, what is heard now. But when it's the second round, it's the direct understanding of those dharmas, the seeing, the hearing, what is seen, what is heard. So firm confidence, firm understanding but it's not the vipassana jnana understanding, it's not the direct understanding of the arising and falling away of those dhammas or the danger of those dhammas, for example.
But still those characteristics become clearer, even though it's not direct.
Yes, so that's why even when it is, there is direct understanding of realities, the pariyatti understanding continues to develop and become firmer and firmer, the understanding of those realities or those, the conditioning nature of dharmas, even when it's not directly understood.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there may be direct understanding of hardness, but may not be direct understanding of pasa, chetasika. But the pariyatti understanding becomes firmer and firmer, less and less doubt mm-hmm. about other realities or about, for example, the arising and falling away of realities, even if there's not the strong enough direct understanding to understand the arising and falling away.
Mm-hmm. Because with the intellectual understanding, everything appears together, like seeing and hearing at the same time, or all kinds of chitta-sika all packed together. So the understanding that they don't last, it's not clear.
And if you say that there is the understanding that seeing and hearing arise together, is that intellectual understanding or just ignorance?
Yeah, I mean, with the intellectual understanding, because there's no distinction between each reality. So there's the moment of understanding, we understand that they are each a Dhamma and have different characteristics, but it still appear together to that level of understanding.
I think
what does that mean?
Reality still know one characteristic.
Seeing, the characteristic of seeing
is different.
Quite different from hearing, they cannot arise together.
Mm, I
yes.
just mean that they, because one at a time is only at the moment of direct understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there has to be the, even when it's pariyatti understanding, there has to be the right intellectual understanding that seeing cannot arise with hearing. When they're seeing, there cannot be any other.
Yeah, for sure, there is that intellectual understanding, but they don't appear clearly as one at a time.
Are you talking about pariyatti now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So,
I think it's just a word together. That's
yes.
Yes, you mean that.
In what sense, together?
We're all confused by this.
Just like now, you know,
yes.
Just like now.
All simultaneously
yeah.
happening.
Yes, yes.
But in pariyatti, if the object is a concept of reality, it's not about reality,
it's
about the
mm-hmm. Yes,
mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking about the difference between the moment of understanding intellectually and understanding directly.
Yeah.
So when there's understanding directly, it's just one at a time.
One
object or one reality at a time.
Object, like understanding.
Right.
Yes.
So it's not the moment of understanding the arising and falling away, but it's closer to the truth of that than when there is just intellectual understanding.
Right. Yes.
That's what I mean.
I think when we know, it must be to understand one thing at a time. It's an intellectual understanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think when we hear a lot about the detail about the citta and citta-sika, at the intellectual understanding, we can, at least we know in real, it's not actually the someone here. It's just a many functions performed, but not clearly to me at right now. Intellectual understanding, we can distinguish between the normally and
what into what the Dhamma's teachings say that about is it not the someone, it's a mix of a lot of functions to perform, how to become the one with people and things right now. It's just some many actor play on this game, something like it. It might understand about the intellectual understanding. It's just
actually the understanding is just the same what it understands, but just the degree of understanding develops and changes. So it's still visible object or seeing that is the object of understanding, but in the beginning is just the right thinking about the visible object, and the understanding has to develop and develop to get closer and closer to actually understanding the reality itself. So the object is the same, one reality at a time.
When it's right thinking about visible object, is it, can we say the visible object appears in any sense? I wouldn't have thought.
The idea of visible object appears. Yes. 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 But it's still visible object, but it's by way of being the idea, by being an idea of it, but it's still the same reality to be known, stage by stage, one at a time. Akhil, do you have any questions you would like to bring up?
The hearing was very interesting. You were discussing it was very interesting for me.
Good.
But it's interesting.
About the joy with understanding of realities as unsatisfactory.
What is joy again?
What is joy again?
And you were saying that many moments have passed by. The dukkha, and they are passed away.
All gone. Yeah. All to be forgotten. Right. No significance at all. No point to cling to the metta yesterday or the joy yesterday. Right. It's all gone. Can let it all go. But Ajahn's question to you is, what is joy? She would like to know. Because joy, can we say it can arise with akusala cittas, like attachment? When there's attachment, there's joy, pleasant feeling, and joy, piti, chetasika. And when there is understanding, usually there is joy. What is the difference between the joy with attachment and the joy with kusala cittas?
Attachment with the joy with the akushala and joy with the akushala.
Yes, because actually same chetasika, we say piti chetasika in Pali.
Somanasa
is the pleasant feeling and piti is the joy. So there's joy and pleasant feeling with attachment.
Joy is piti.
Piti. And joy and pleasant feeling with kusala. So it's same chetasika, but different when it's conditioned by other akusala chetasikas like attachment and restlessness than when it's conditioned with kusala cittas like understanding and calm. But sometimes people think, oh, it's so joyful when I'm walking in the forest and feel so calm. But actually it's joy and pleasant feeling with attachment, taken for being kusala.
There is an Indian restaurant not far away. Very big, very delicious food. What is that? Hearing about this? Very delicious Indian food. The best of the world.
And joy.
See?
Pleasant feeling.
But not pleasant feeling yet because you haven't had it yet.
But even with the thought with attachment, that's pleasant feeling. So quickly, joy so quickly.
To understand the difference between joy and feeling. These are the teachings of the Buddha. Who can know that both are not self? But they are different realities. But they are nama and they are cetasika. See? Beginning to understand the nature of it. When you heard I'm going to Vietnam and you are going to Vietnam too. No joy at all.
Extremely joy.
Kusala or akusala?
It can be sweet both.
Yeah. So only understanding can know. We cannot tell by the outer behavior or the reaction, different moments. Like even now, moments of kusala joy and akusala joy. Enjoying ourselves, having fun with attachment, akusala joy, moments of appreciating the Dharma, understanding kusala joy. So,
is it we teach it then? What don't we?
My dog.
No more joy. No more joy when you ask him questions.
It needs more and more considering to really understand that very moment, which is different. It's not just the word, but what is there as yourself is so many different realities. Would you like to have joy?
Why not?
Why not?
Attachment.
It's attachment.
But it
everything.
Can be kusala.
Is it joy?
See,
it has to be right then to understand what is that.
And from first thing in the morning when waking
which
up,
which I haven't thought about at all.
Always looking for joy and pleasant feeling.
They always rise together in joy and sumanasa. Always has to be there all the time.
Yeah.
What degree? What degree again?
I have a question. Today morning, one friend asked me that I not clearly to define on the five aggregator.
Aggregate.
Why the sanya and feeling have a separate one aggregate, not with the another 50 cetacitta. I just remember in the book said that it's quite important to the normal, not to the daily life and. But I think indeed for the way the Buddha classify, I think it may be more deeper to listen, and I'm not
like so. We were just mentioning the pleasant feeling, somanasa, finding it so important, minding so much about the unpleasant feeling, always trying to avoid it, always trying to have pleasant feeling, so much clinging to Vedana in a day. Finding the Vedana is so very important.
And so, this is a point about the feelings. So how about the sanya?
Without sanya, how can it be marked? How can it be thought about? How can it be known? What is the joyful object, where the pleasant feeling is? So, no
sanya.
Thinking without sanya.
It's
no remembrance of anything. No remembrance of what is the taste that conditions pleasant feeling, or the visible object that conditions pleasant feeling that one would like to have again and again. So one finds the memory very important.
You know, But in fact, we have a chetana or we have a manasikara is arises with owner chitta. And so why, for example, chetana or manasikara is one classified for the one kind of five, for example. And this might be confused on the way of classifying. Why not chetana? Why not manasikara? Or it, I know the sanya and I know the feeling is it is quite important, but chetana is also important also. Manasikara, we have ayunoso and ayunoso manasikara, it arises wise attention or not wise attention is important also. So in fact, both 55 chitta-chitta, nothing to choose, 52, nothing to make decision. 52, yes. And then it's why still considering or not. I at least I know, maybe more to explain it more detail in some way. I need to want to hear about more about this way and the five.
Five, what is exactly the question?
Sorry.
Can you repeat your question again?
Five khandhas.
Five khandhas. Why sanya and vedana is become two of five khandhas?
Mm. So when you wake up in the morning, are you looking for the wise attention or looking for the visible object that is going to condition pleasant feeling, for the sounds that you would like to hear, or the taste you'd like to eat, a pleasant feeling, or
the to be the object of clinging.
Yes. Always trying to have pleasant feeling and avoid having unpleasant feeling.
One of the most object of clinging.
Yeah.
The
feeling.
Old kind of being, right?
Like I mentioned in the discussion, when one loses one's friend and one's so sad because of such loss of all that pleasant feeling that one clings to so much. But maybe Ajahn has other comments to add.
What is the most desirable reality?
Desirable. Pleasant feeling.
Okay. Vedana khanda, upadana, clinging.
Very strong clinging.
Everything just for that. Corruption or whatever.
So the vedana is feel remember vedana, right? It's a sanya is for the record or
remember
the world. Okay, feeling is one of the most object of clinging. It's okay, but how to compare the remembering with another chetasiska?
Remember also.
Also important, like it. Maybe it's different angle.
With our sanya, yeah. Do you wish to have pleasant feeling?
No. Okay. Is it a point?
Nothing remembered about it. How is there any idea what tastes you would like to have at lunch? What sounds you'd like to hear, all because of sanya.
Yeah, important.
Yes.
To look for and because remember and
yes.
Become
your happiness.
Can we say everything is the object of attachment and upadana clinging? Everything. That's why all of them, the five, are upadana khanda, not just anyone.
At the moment of clinging. And that's why, however much one talks about nibbana, actually what one would like most is pleasant feeling. Who would like to give up all that pleasant feeling? All that clinging.
And what about Rupakanda? Rupakanda.
Yes, yes, we're looking for the shortness, we're looking for the beauty, we're looking for the some comfortable in the heart, in the cone, something like that. It's,
the sound, it, the visible sound, object,
the, sound,
the taste.
Yes,
do,
nice
I look
taste.
Do I look beautiful?
Yes, you are beautiful.
And what about Vijnana Khanda? And what about Vijnana Khanda?
Vijnana is not clear.
Chitta.
Well, I know the chitta, but.
How you feel if there's no seeing now or no hearing now?
Okay. It's terrible.
No experiencing at all.
No experiencing, yeah, so.
No
upadana.
No existing.
So it's very considered so important.
Because of the upadana khanda. So now, understanding about process.
Process.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.